It is time for Future Forward Fridays. It is Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Do you want to do the honors, Kay?
Sure. This is actually the final Future Friday. We'll have one more episode of this on voting day, correct?
I guess so, yes.
Okay. Well, we welcome Jim and Danae Lundberg in studio, along with seventh graders Lily Williams and Blair Walker.
And Vivian Soifer.
Thank you very much. You know, there's been and there is still a whole lot of conversation and discussion around the upcoming bond referendum in Charles City for the Charles City High School. So let's dig into what's behind it and what it could mean for the community. Jim and Danae, let's start with you guys. Start with a big picture. Why now?
Well, I really appreciate you guys letting us come down here. I think Brian Bjorklund and I were like the first two back in August that did this, and that seems like that was years ago because it's been going on forever. But why now? Actually, when I think why now, why not 10 years ago? It's time. It really is. And, you know, even this morning, we've been doing these Friday morning tours, and we had people up there. We did tours at 7 o'clock this morning. I could try to verbally explain why on the radio. That's why we've encouraged people to go and do the tour so you can actually see for yourself. But the building has not had much work done into it in 65 years. Technology has changed. That's why I try to bring kids up today so they can explain some of that better than me. It's the handicapped accessible, and I know you've covered that on the radio. All the things that you guys have done in the last 2 months, I greatly appreciate. And I think our PR committee and people like Emily Garden have really organized this so that we covered all aspects of why it needs to be done. But I'm just afraid if we don't get it done this time, I don't know when we're going to get it done, but it is time now to get this done.
That's right.
Now, I know there was mentions about the district putting in money into temporary fixes. Obviously, that's not a good workaround. How's that showing up? How costly has it become to maintain or patch things?
Over the last 3 years, they've spent, I think as Danae would know, about $1.5 million, about $500,000 a year to maintain the high school. And I hear that from a lot of people that, they need to do a better job of maintaining the school. And Dr. Bernheit had a great post on Facebook this past week. And one of the things that it talks about is that the state only allows us to put so much into repairs. And so every year the school board has to make a decision, do we fix the air exchanger? Do we fix the electrical? And, you know, a lot of the aesthetic things never get fixed. You know, like it's time to clean up the bathrooms, replace the sinks, the toilets, and the bathrooms. But those usually get overpassed by things like fixing an air exchanger or fixing electrical. So right now, about $500,000. And if we get this bond issue through, that money is now going to go and be available to upkeep the elementary buildings, which they need upkeep also. But right now, so much of the money is going to the high school because it just is desperate need of that.
Sure. Now, for folks who don't have students in the school, who won't, maybe they're aged out, why should this matter to them? And what is the community-wide impact of this?
That's a good question. As someone who doesn't have kids in the school anymore, one of the things that comes to mind instantly with me is that schools are really the heart of our community. And I think that that's the main thing we need to keep in mind. And when we have strong community or strong schools, we have strong communities. It increases our property values. People are more likely to stay in our community and find success here. It's about investing in the next generation. We don't have kids in school, but I got two adorable grandchildren that are coming through the school system. And they deserve to have a building that meets their needs. Our schools are creating the next generation of employees that we're having in our community, our nurses, our healthcare, all of our healthcare workers, our business owners, our farmers, our teachers. Those are also potentially our community leaders. We need those. We need a strong school in order to make that happening. And think of schools as a gathering place. you know, school, like I said, is the heart of our community. It's our gathering place. And if we have that, we build a bigger sense of community. And I think that's something that Charles City is starting to build back up again. We've gone through a lot in this community, and I really feel that we're starting to develop that sense of community that I would love to see more of happening.
Mm-hmm. So talk about how those improvements would translate into a better education for the students, you know, like real day-to-day terms.
Yeah, so since the high school has been built, education has changed dramatically. So our remodel will create more spaces designed for collaboration and hands-on learning, not just a row of desks with people not super duper close. Students, obviously, I mean, I work best when I can work together with other people and I can apply to the real world what we're learning. This will update technology infrastructure. So right now our Wi-Fi is pretty bad in the high school, which makes it hard to do day-to-day learning with the technology that is all around every school. We have digital tools and flexible learning areas, so teachers can make sure that technology is used in our lessons. We also will make improvements for safety and accessibility and energy efficiency. This makes sure that the school is secure and comfortable learning environment. And to be honest, this is not about making things new and shiny. It's about keeping up with today's reality and today's world and the kind of education that goes on today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So if the bond passes, what's the plan for construction? Talk about disruption of classes, or can learning continue mostly as usual?
I think way back to when I was a freshman in high school in Hudson High School in Hudson, Iowa, and we were remodeling our high school, and I lived through that, and I think I turned out okay. I talked to Mr. Miller and Dr. Burnite yesterday about this to get a better idea. And you know, there's a rough plan, but, you know, some people ask, like, what kind of heating cooling system, you know, what are you going to do? A lot of those decisions haven't been made on the exact process yet because it costs money to make those decisions. And this, we don't want to spend money on anything until we know if this bond issue passes or not. I do know that the first part that they are planning on doing would be the 1971 addition after the tornado, which is the north end, and they would remodel that first to put new classrooms in, which would then allow them to go to the other part of the building and shift classes out to the north end so that they can fix and replace and repair the other parts of the school. I do know we are not going to have kids leave the campus. They will stay on the campus. We are not bringing in temporary or trailers for the kids. They have a plan that they have in the back of their head of how they're going to make this work. So it really won't disrupt classes. It won't be noisy in the building. Kids will not have to leave campus. They won't be in. And those are some of the things you hear in the community. And those decisions haven't been made yet, but they've already guaranteed us those things won't happen. Mm-hmm. So they'll have a plan put together, and I have a lot of confidence that they'll do the right thing.
Future Forward Fridays, we are talking about the Charles City High School bond referendum. I believe we're ready for the students to take part in this, voice their opinion on it. We have, this will start with Lily Williams. Good morning, Lily.
Hi.
Get that mic down a little bit for her.
Hi, my name is Lily Williams, and I'm in 7th grade at the Charles City Middle School. I'm involved in softball, cross country, dance, swim team, basketball, robotics, FFA, track, and band. My favorite subjects are math and PE.
And you are a busy girl.
Yes, very, very busy.
Hello, my name is Blair Walker. I'm in 7th grade. I'm involved in bowling, football, and FFA. Some of my favorite subjects are like PE and math and science.
So let's go ahead and first question to you is, any of you can answer, what is something that makes you proud to be a Comet?
I am proud to be a Comet because ever since I was little, I've always been going to like the older kids' events, and I've always wanted to be like the leader on the court or like the field. And like all of the Comets that used to be at my like Comet camps, I've always wanted to be a leader like them.
And Blair, when you think of the future of learning, what is something that you hope the school can offer or improve on?
I think that the school can improve on, like, more explaining and, like, a better curriculum. Like a teacher can, like, assign something and then confidently explain it to you so then you can do it easier.
Okay. And between the two of you, what does a modern classroom look like to you? Lily, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Sure. A up-to-date classroom is, like, well-lit and has a way to project what we're learning, like, on a screen. And it always has, like, a window or something that, like, brings in fresh air.
Okay. And, Blair, do you want to address that as well? In your mind, what does a modern classroom look like?
With, like, newer seats, newer desks, and, like, an overall better classroom, like, more decorations and more hands-on activities.
Okay. Vivian, do you want to address this as well?
Yeah. So kind of how it is now is just rigid desks that you sit in all day long. There's no flexible seating. And I think for a lot of people, it's more more focused and more learning on different flexible seating. It helps people to not only pay attention more, but also to collaborate. It makes it easier to, you know, not just move their desks around, but be able to go into different areas where you can all collaborate. And having a space that is big enough to have the teachers go around and put their, you know, education to use.
Okay. And Vivian, let's have you talk about this as well. What grade are you in, by the way?
I'm a junior in high school.
Okay, so you're at the high school.
Yeah.
So for alumni who are listening, or people who put kids through the system,
yeah,
but they're aged out now. What's talk about what a typical day looks like at the high school now, and then what you hope how you'll be able to utilize the new building should
yeah.
that happen.
So you walk through the high school doors, and some things you notice are the cafeteria and the walls are just out of date. Sometimes the first thing you can notice is the smell. So obviously I would like that to change. I go to my classes, and in Mr. Lumberg, he's subbing in a class, and it is either brutally hot or freezing cold in there because we do not have good temperature control. And that goes for pretty much every single classroom. I'm either dying of heat or I just want to put in five more layers. When I go through, again, the smell is something that, is really noticeable in certain rooms. Another thing is the ceiling has a lot of watermarks, mold. It's not like health concerning right now, but I think along the road it definitely could be.
Now, most of those issues you just mentioned were issues all the way back in 2006. So obviously that building does need to be fixed up. So for more information on this bond referendum, where can our listeners go to learn more information? I know you have a Facebook page.
The school website has some questions like when you go to the school website, and I'll let her talk about this. Get over here. Yeah, there we go.
If you go to the school website, we have a tax calculator on there if you're concerned about how much is this going to cost us a month for our family. We have frequently asked questions, and there's answers to those. They have a diagram of what the building would look like and just a lot of information that should be able to answer your questions. And I'll tell you what, if you have a question that hasn't been answered, all you have to do is reach out, and they're available to answer questions.
Okay. Well, first of all, we'd like to thank you students, because I know you don't have school today. So you could be tucked in your beds right now. I mean, you didn't. You came to talk about this because I know it's very important. So thank you to you guys. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, one last thing I have to say. How lucky are we to live in a community that has a local radio station that allows us to come and do this? And I don't know if you guys get thanked enough for that, but you have been so awesome the last 2 months in helping us get our message out, and I can't thank you guys enough. A local newspaper, we have a great community here, but our radio station, our newspaper make this community that much better. So thanks for all you guys do.
Well, thank you.
And thank you.
We certainly enjoy it, and we love to get the public opinion, you know, to be able to hear, be heard. So thank you to all of you for all your hard work. We really appreciate it. And get out there and vote either yet today or early voting or Tuesday, day of vote.
Yep.
That's all right. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jim, Danae Lumberg, Lily Williams, Blair Walker, and Vivian Soifer. For more information on this bond referendum or to listen back to this interview, you can go to kchanews.com.